bless you. Of course, it's the number one touchstone in Star Wars, the epic saga that has influenced more than one generation in our lifetime. We have all heard the many characters say it, including Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn, Padme Amidala, Princess Leia, Han Solo, the Knights of the Jedi Order, and even the Supreme Chancellor of the Galactic Republic. In this science fiction thriller, the Force is a powerful, omnipresent energy field throughout the universe, which one can learn to control and use for justice and peace. However, it also has a sinister dark side used by evil that is driven by rage, fear, and hatred. Sound familiar? I think it is reasonable to say that there is a faith that can move the world and that everyone, without exception, believes in something or in someone. The only difference is who we believe in and how we choose to use that faith. In that first film, Episode 4, released in 1977, Darth Vader, a classic villain who was a former Jedi with enormous power but who fell prey to the dark side, uttered another emblematic phrase when he said, "I find your lack of faith disturbing." Yes, those were his exact words to one of his lieutenants of the Galactic Empire who challenged him by saying that the power of the Force was no match to that of the Death Star, the most sophisticated battle station ever created and a symbol of the Empire's might. Darth Vader was so enraged that he started to choke him with one of the Force's techniques, telekinesis, as was his custom. He had a blind faith in the Force, an invisible yet very real power. Despite his dramatic transformation to evil because of devastating personal blows and losses, including the death of his beloved wife, he knew that nothing in the universe had the same devastating power to build or destroy as the Force. Ironically, he shared the same faith as the Jedi. My personal theory is that he continued to be a Jedi despite the atrocities he had committed since joining the dark side. And I'm sure there is a path of redemption for his beleaguered soul. Though the saga's outcome of good conquering over evil does not necessarily hinge on that phrase, Darth Vader became one of my heroes in the faith due to his total conviction that nothing created by man could ever compare to the supernatural power of the Force he had learned to master. But then, of course, my favorite character is Han Solo. Though his personal motivations were not entirely based on the struggle for the Republic, he is nonetheless a hero, and in the end, he got to be with the princess. We, too, become heroes and can do mighty exploits when our faith in God becomes the force that drives us.